This update is being brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms for the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties. Call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. Residents at a recent Bad Axe Planning Commission meeting discussed the marijuana ordinance, emphasizing its broader benefits beyond financial gain. They highlighted its role in providing safe access for medical and recreational use and stressed the importance of education on responsible consumption. While concerns were raised about increased access and its potentially community impact, others emphasized the need for regulation to prevent underground distribution. Bad Axe Police Chief Sean Weber outlined enforcement procedures overseen by the state's cannabis regulatory agency, ensuring compliance and addressing violations. The ordinance currently permitting retail shops and micro businesses will undergo further review by the city attorney before being presented to the Bad Axe City Council for a final vote. Efforts are underway to finalize it for consideration at one of the May council meetings. And Huron County is advancing its geographic information system by hiring Shannon Brown as a full-time GIS technician at Step 1, following approval during Tuesday's county meeting. This initiative builds upon a previous agreement with Tuscola County to assist in developing Huron's GIS department. Due to a six-month vacancy in the GIS director position, Huron County sought assistance from Tuscola County under a three-year intergovernmental agreement. Huron will pay Tuscola $32,000 annually, with GIS Director Cody Horton providing infrastructure support, data organization, and more. Horton will dedicate one day per week in Huron to expedite the establishment of the GIS department and assist with troubleshooting. Once operational, Huron's GIS system will facilitate data visualization, analysis, and understanding, benefiting various departments, townships, taxpayers, and providing a valuable visual resource. And some counties, including Huron, Sanilac, and Lapeer, are teaming up with Tuscola County to meet state recycling requirements. They're considering a European model, with Tuscola's recycling director Mike Miller leading the charge. U.S. EcoCycle Systems is being eyed for help, known for its success in landfill elimination. Despite initial resistance from some commissioners, further discussions are planned after legal review. The urgency of recycling was stressed, with plastics lasting over 500 years in landfills. Miller sees this collaboration as a step towards self-sufficiency in recycling and positive environmental impacts for all counties involved. You can view more about that on the full written article on ThumbNet.net, and we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Escape to the beauty of Michigan's countryside with Chris Garza of Whitetail Properties Real Estate, in association with Ranch and Farm Auctions, your key to exceptional farming, timber, and hunting land. With over two decades of local expertise, Chris takes pride in finding you the perfect slice of Michigan. At Whitetail Properties, they're more than just real estate. They're a network of over 300 land specialists across 38 states, dedicated to turning your investment into prosperity. Their expansive reach means opportunities that capture your heart and are kind to your wallet. Trust, communication, and service are their guiding principles. They go beyond boundaries to determine the true market value of your property, ensuring you're on the path to success. Visit whitetailproperties.com or ranchandfarmauctions.com today to unlock a world of investment opportunities that speak to your dreams. Discover the potential, discover the possibilities with Whitetail Properties Real Estate and Ranch and Farm Auctions. Your journey to property investment starts here.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Two fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise partially automated driving system have drawn the attention of U.S. auto safety regulators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation of the crashes, both involving Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles on freeways in nighttime lighting conditions, the agency said in documents on Monday. The agency's initial investigation of the crashes, which killed three people, determined that Blue Cruise was in use just before the collisions. One of the crashes occurred in February in San Antonio, Texas, killing one. The other happened in Philadelphia in March, killing two people. Ford said Monday it is cooperating on the investigation. And late this year, Aurora Innovation Incorporated plans to start hauling freight on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston, areas with 20 driverless trucks. Within 3 or 4 years, Aurora and its competitors expect to put thousands of such self-driving trucks on America's public freeways. The goal is for the trucks, which can run nearly around the clock without any brakes, to speed the flow of goods, accelerating delivery times, and perhaps lowering costs. But the vehicles have drawn skepticism from safety advocates who warn that with almost no federal regulation, it will be mainly up to the companies themselves to determine when the semis are safe enough to operate without humans on board. And the world is producing more electronic waste than ever. 62 million metric tons in 2022, and it's growing faster than formal efforts to recycle it. Some gets picked up by a web of low-paid workers who pull apart old laptops, scarred mobile phones, television remotes, and other items to get valuable materials inside. In Vietnam, an army of mostly women waste collectors collect discarded electronic devices from homes and bins on street corners. But informal waste workers face health risks and insecure livelihoods. Experts say collaborations between the informal and formal sector could help both. The informal workers are good at getting the e-waste, while recycling companies struggle to get enough to make recycling costs effective. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms.